All right. Hi, listeners. We are back here breaking bread in Napa. I'm so excited. I've got two brand new guests who to the podcast. Can't wait to hear their feedback on the wines we did. We did a taste test of the 2021 vintage. It was an outstanding year for wine. Small allocation, heavy fruit forwards. Definitely an outstanding year. According to Wine Spectator, it is actually 97 points. So out of the 100-point scale, 97 is right up there. The only other year is probably 18, which was a 99. It was perfection, just coming out of the right before the end of the drought period. But anyway, excited. A lot of the wineries have started putting out their 2021 vintage, and just an outstanding vintage. So the two here are actually, these are quality value wines. Spectator gave them really a tremendous amount of points. We're going to taste today Hess, a wine by Hess, Alamy. Tasters, you want to introduce yourself real quick, and then we can just go around the table and talk about this wine.
Sure. Hello.
Hey there.
Hey. Which name do I go by?
Whatever.
Let's just go with Andrea or Chiquita.
Okay. All right.
Lived in the Bay Area now for 30 years, originally from the East Coast, Vermont. The best place in the world. And wow. Yeah, love coming up to Napa and doing our tastings, everything.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Andrea, you want to give a little background on...
So, hello. Yes, I'm Andrea, actually, similar to Andrea.
Sorry.
No, it's totally...
Great name. It's beautiful name.
So I live out down in LA, actually. I've been there for about 12 years, originally from the Midwest. Yes, I love coming up to Napa. Thank you so much for having me. So let's taste some wine and talk about it.
All right. So listeners, 21 is the vintage that we're going through. Very highly rated, 97 points. It was an outstanding year, but very low production. But what they did produce, some outstanding wines. And as I said, we're tasting a couple of value wines here that Wine Spectator gave some really high marks for. And so we are really interested in to see what the quality was. So keeping it, and it just so happened, keeping in with the theme, as I said in last week's podcast, that we're looking at family-owned vineyards because there's so much of the big corporations, private equity, buying up some of these vineyards around here that we really want to give the small farmer and the independent family-owned. So we're going to be doing the next couple of podcasts. We're going to be covering family-owned vineyards. So we're going to keep that theme going. So this is the Hess family. This is second generation, actually. Mr. and Mrs. Hess, who originally started the winery just recently, I think in 2021, they passed it to their daughter and son-in-law to, you know, take over the vineyard, from what I understand. They have a really deep passion. If you ever get into Napa Valley, it's probably in the beginning of the valley, because it is in Napa proper, actually Napa City. It's a beautiful winery. They've got a lot of big art collection there. So if you like art, it's just really a nice place to spend a tasting at. And again, you'd be supporting family owned vineyards. So this Hess was rated 93 points, which is a very good rating. I didn't enjoy it. We opened it yesterday, and when I initially tasted it, I was like, oh, you know, I wasn't a big fan of it. But it's interesting that overnight, and we're revisiting it right now, And I like it. I like it better. I think it's easier to drink. It's kind of, it balanced out. Yesterday when I drank it, it was a little bit tight and just tannic, I guess. But it's smoother. It lightened up and still fruit. It's definitely the finish is probably more juicy and just really not dry at all. Miss Chiquita, what is your...
I was pleasantly surprised. Blackberry, notes of blackberry, but also like a smoky earthiness to it. It definitely took a night to open up, but absolutely blown away by this, actually. It was very, very good. It's fruity, but not too fruity. Mm-hmm.
Balanced.
Bold, good finish. So yeah, no, it was very, very nice. And last night we had it with salmon. And it was wonderful. Actually, it was okay to have it with a fish.
With food.
I mean, no, typically you wouldn't pair that with salmon. But we slow roasted the salmon, and it had so much flavor. And it had an earthiness to it. So the wine totally worked with it.
Awesome. So you liked it better the next day? Just like
yeah, it definitely needed some time open up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Andrea.
What I noticed yesterday, I really couldn't taste a lot of the notes, the fruit, the flavors that I could taste today. Yesterday, it seemed like it was more, I just tasted the alcohol, like the burn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what I felt. I felt that in the nose, and that's all I could taste was just the strongness of the alcohol is. But today, I noticed some fruits. I noticed some of the dark notes, the espresso. There's a little, I didn't notice that yesterday, which was nice. So I definitely needed some time. So I agree. But I enjoyed it. I'm glad that we're having it again today.
Revisiting it, yeah.
Because I really didn't enjoy it yesterday. So that's.
Ooh, that's honest. That's very honest.
If you just look at it, it's got some really nice viscosity. It's got nice legs. What do you guys think of the color? I think it's a really deep, like, plum.
Garnet. I think garnet.
Yeah, I would say garnet.
Garnet, yeah. Garnet, okay, yeah. Garnet. All right.
Because it has some, yeah.
Ruby, yeah, it's very, yeah, the garnet's right. Yeah.
So overall, this is a $40 value wine. I mean, you would definitely not go wrong bringing that to a holiday party or a dinner party or just a Tuesday night. You know, at the house. It's not going to break the bank at all. And you might be able to get it, you know, for less expensive too. You know, obviously go online, but that's the retail value. What were you saying?
Oh, I noticed the blend. Mm-hmm. So it's mainly Cabernet Sauvignon. It's 85%.
Mm-hmm.
10% is Petit Syrah.
Uh-huh.
Which I kind of like sometimes to look at those notes to kind of see if I can notice them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, the 10% the Petit Syrah, then 2% Merlot in Petit Verdot, and then just 1% of Malbec.
Malbec, yeah.
But it's interesting to know that.
Absolutely. When we review the Clos in a minute, I'll tee that up. That's a good point. We would all buy this wine again, and I think definitely just open it up if you're gonna. Pick some up and try it. Open it up just a few hours before you're ready to drink. As I said, it
definitely
needs a little breathing time.
Open it up, yeah.
Yeah, we need a little breathing time. All right. We will be back in a minute, and then we're going to talk about Clos du Bois. Hey, we are back, and we just are in the process of revisiting the Clos du Bois. This, again, was one of the highly rated from Wine Spectre's Smart Buys. This wine was rated 92 points, and the price point is a little bit higher, but I'm going to hold off until the end to review that with you. Again, this is a blend. It's from the 2021 vintage, which is what we're reviewing. It's 86% Cab, It's 7% Merlot, 5% Malbec, 1% Cab Franc, and 1% Petit Verdot. So similar to the Hess, as it was a blend, but a little bit different points, but certainly high percentage of Cabernet. I thought the wine yesterday, I just really loved it. Very fruit forward, very juicy, really heavy concentrations of lots of berries, mulberry as well. And then the finish was, I found it to be very balanced initially as it was in my mouth. And then the finish was very smooth. It wasn't overly tannic. It wasn't underly, you know, it was just, you know, really smooth and a long finish, a rather long finish. How about you, Miss Chiquita? What was your thoughts about the Clos du Bois 2021?
I loved it. Loved it, loved it. Full bodied, cassis, kind of smoky, but actually surprising how nice it was. I don't know Clos du Bois, at all, to be honest.
At all? Wow, okay.
I mean, I know of that brand, but I don't know if I loved any wines or enjoyed them. So
this was a nice surprise for you.
Yeah, nice surprise.
Yeah.
And it was excellent.
Great.
Excellent.
How about you over there, Miss Pinky?
Pinky,
I enjoyed this. I enjoyed this wine quite a bit yesterday. I especially liked it with food. What we had, I liked the when we had the cheese. We had some. It was either
mac and cheese.
Was it gorgonzola?
Even the mac and cheese, from the mac and cheese to the gorgonzola, you know, the richness of a cheese.
The wild rice too. Like
it worked really well. Usually, I would think of a white wine to break up that cheese. But I really liked the jamminess of the darker fruits with the cheese, whether it was mac and cheese or it was the gorgonzola.
Yeah, a lot of blackberry. Like,
yeah, it was nice.
The blackberry flavor.
It was nice. The darker fruits with the cheese. So I enjoyed it. Yeah, I think that was a good.
So now, would you choose?
Okay, over which wine? Okay, so now let's. Would you like the Hess better or the Clos?
I'm gonna go with my initial. My initial was yesterday. Was the Clos? I like that more.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the
original. It's interesting how it switched a little bit, but we're also not eating the foods.
Yeah,
but I feel good about that one.
Yeah,
though, the Clos.
Yeah, and the same with you, Clos.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to say, however, price point's a little bit different. This is retail value at $60. So it's about a $20 more wine, but, you know, you can certainly look online and find it a little bit better than that, but it is a little bit higher priced. I think for the $40, I think it's a great wine, the Hess, but if I would go with the Clos du Bois as well, too. I'd just break the piggy bank and just pony up for the $20 more expensive one. It was a great surprise. Again, family-owned vineyards. It's out on Silverado Trail, and just really a nice atmosphere. So I recommend, you know, if you're in the area, it's on Silverado Trail, and it's really close to Napa, the town proper, right before you get to probably Stag's Leap in Oakville. So it's at the beginning.
Can I just real quick?
Yeah,
I have a question,
because sure.
I love to learn more about the area. Can you just give a rundown of where these two are located as far as how that the terroir balance impacts the grapes?
Absolutely.
And the flavor?
Absolutely, absolutely. So the Clos is going to be Floor Valley, so in that area where they're located on Silverado Trail. It's right before you get to Stag's Leap in Oakville, so probably Napa proper. So you're going to get a lot more sun, a lot more heat, a lot more intensity versus the Hess is on top of Mount Veeder area, which is in my neighborhood, actually. It's foothills, right up the hill. Yeah, I'm at the foothills of the Mount Veeder, and that's where Hess is at. So it's just a little bit different terrain, terroir. But it makes a difference sometimes. But I'm a big valley floor girl. Yeah, yeah. I always seem to like mm-hmm. that. But the dynamics of the mountain fruit is just, you know, you've got volcanic, it's just the variety is incredible. We reviewed the 2021 vintages, which is an outstanding vintage. So if you have an option when you're purchasing wine, and if it's a 21, you can confidently pick that. With these particular wines, again, they're smart value wines. We reviewed the Hess Alami $40 retail. Again, we would recommend it definitely in that price point. But during the taste test with the 21 Clos du Vaux, we all three, hands down, we chose that. We would pony up the extra $20. That retails at about $60. So enjoy. Until next time, please drink some California wine for us. Take care. Bye-bye.